Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Thursday, April 27th, 2017. I'm Joe Lairza. Members of the House Freedom Caucus expressed their support for Speaker Paul Ryan's Obamacare replacement bill after amendments were made to it, reversing their opposition to it a few weeks ago. Representative Andy Harris, a member of the Freedom Caucus, said today on C-SPAN that the biggest changes to the bill are two mechanisms that will lower premiums. The Palmer Amendment creates a high-risk pool model on the main high-risk pool, and also the MacArthur Amendment, which allows the states some flexibility in terms of what to include in their health plans. Harris said the two amendments will bring down the cost of premiums. States will have coverage for people with pre-existing conditions from their own high-risk pools with very affordable premiums, Harris said. He believes the current iteration of the health care bill will garner enough support to pass. ISIS is in talks with Al-Qaeda to combine forces as the Islamic State is getting hammered in Syria and Iraq. The two have been longtime rivals for supremacy in the jihadi struggle and are feeling more pressure to combine as the Islamic State loses its territorial base in Syria and Iraq, and the still potent terrorist network founded by Osama bin Laden prepares to welcome legions of foreign fighters fleeing the advancing U.S.-backed coalition, analysts and officials in the region say. ISIS broke with Al-Qaeda in 2012 after battling U.S. forces. Now ISIS has been so decimated that they are resorting to negotiate a merger with Al-Qaeda. With U.S. forces closing in, ISIS is set to go underground and revert to a classic guerrilla force, analysts say. That opens an avenue for reestablishing links with Al-Qaeda, which has focused on developing a global network of terrorist franchises rather than seeking to control and administer its own territorial state. As President Trump's top advisors prepare to hash out a final policy on the Paris Climate Agreement dumped onto their laps by President Obama, another option has hit the table. Declare the deal a treaty and send it to the Senate to be killed. The treaty option could emerge as the middle ground in the increasingly tense battle between Remainers on the one hand, who say the president should abide by Mr. Obama's global warming deal, and the Paris Agreement's detractors, who say Mr. Trump would be breaking a key campaign promise if he doesn't withdraw from the pact. Mr. Trump's principal advisors are slated to meet today to hash out a final set of recommendations for the president, with several deadlines looming next month. At an initial meeting of top staffers on Tuesday, several memos and letters that were circulated laid out the options, including the treaty proposal put forth by two senior fellows at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Under their vision, Mr. Trump could toss out Mr. Obama's decision that the Paris Accord was an executive agreement, declare it a treaty, and send it to the Senate, where it would need a two-thirds vote for ratification. Given Republican control of that chamber, the agreement's opponents say senators would either shelve the deal or outright defeat it. Either option would derail the deal, the memo suggested. New applications for unemployment benefits rose to 257,000 in the third week of April. The Department of Labor reported today that's up from 243,000 the week before and more than forecasters expected. Today's report, however, represented good news, especially because it showed that the total number of workers receiving unemployment benefits is running at a 17-year low. Continuing claims for unemployment benefits, which are available for up to 26 weeks in most states, have averaged just over 2 million in the past month. That's the lowest mark since June of 2000, when the workforce was smaller overall and the economy was riding the tech boom. Low claims for unemployment insurance are a good sign for the economy. They indicate that layoffs are relatively rare. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lairza, reminding you to always think out of the box.